Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to an extra special Reader's Codex episode of the Reader's Quadrant. I am Kelsey.
And I am Samantha, although I am currently recovering from an illness, so this is how I sound right now. You're welcome.
So you'll be hearing a lot of me today. I'm sure everyone listening will know exactly what this extra special bonus episode is, but you're also probably wondering why this isn't a regular chapter episode coming out this week. And I think you can tell by listening to Sam's voice.
Yeah, 2 days ago I had no voice, so this is an improvement. Yeah.
So we will be back to our regular chapter episodes next week. It just so happens that Rebecca Yaros was kind enough to gift us with the most exciting news on this past Thursday.
Yes.
So I'm sure most Empyrean fans have heard by now that we officially have not only a release date, but also a title for Empyrean number 3. So release date is officially January 21st, 2025. And the title is Onyx Storm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to discuss with the title, but first let's start with the release date news.
Yes.
So January 21st, 2025 puts us approximately 14 months after the release of Iron Flame, which is, like, I would think in the publishing world, still a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, but she didn't start writing until January of this year.
I know, which is why I am, and a lot of people, I think, are rightly concerned because of the issues, not just with the printing of Iron Flame, but also with, like, the editing and the plot issues. So we got a question in our Discord. Do we think that January 21st, 2025 is enough time to fix the issues? The printing issues, I would say yes, because they fucked up so badly on that. I don't think there's any way they could fuck up like that again.
Yeah, no.
Like,
no.
There's no way that they will not have their ducks in order for that. The editing stuff, I am less sure on, because if you've been listening to our prior episodes, you know Sam and I have been talking. We were thinking more like a spring 2025
at the absolute release. Earliest.
Yeah, like spring, summer. So this came as a bit of a shock to us as well, because we were like, oh, we don't think it'll be like early 2025. If she was going to do a January release date, I definitely thought that she was going to try and do like a late November, early December release date to try and get into like the Christmas time sales.
Yeah, this is just, it's a really weird time because they're going to miss all of that unless they're banking on all the pre-orders.
I guess it's, like, extremely similar to when House of Flame and Shadow was released this year.
Yeah. I hope there's not, so, like...
I don't know if there's something similar, like, something special about that time of year for books. Like, I have no idea.
I don't know, but I hope they don't do, like, HoFast and have, like, 50 billion bonus chapters.
Yeah, I straight up hate that. But I feel like that's just the way that the world is trending these days. Like, you look at new albums, like, especially, like, Taylor Swift's new album that's coming out. Like, there's 5 different variants. Each variant is not just, like, a different color, but they all have different songs. So it's, like, it just annoys me. Yeah. And it promotes overconsumption.
Yes. The only thing I can hope is that she does like she did before, and she'll put them, like, on her website or something regardless. So you just got to wait a little bit longer. Or somebody will put them online. Somebody always does.
Yeah, this is true. I don't know. It's just... And like, we don't know at this point about bonus episodes or anything. So, like we can't really speak to that conclusively.
Bonus chapters.
Bonus chapters, not episodes. Oh, my God. But, yeah. I just hope that... It's something like the holiday edition. If there are bonus chapters where the after a certain... time frame they'll be released on her website or something similar to that.
I imagine she would. She seems to be that type of person. Like, she doesn't like a lot, I think, of what her publishers and stuff, like what they do or how they manage some of her stuff. She's not like very profit driven, as they are, like as a person. So I think that she'd be more willing to kind of try to sidestep it where she can. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, let's preface this by saying that neither Sam or I know Rebecca Yarros personally.
Damn it.
So we don't know what goes through her head.
Yet. We don't know her personally yet.
Okay, yeah, fair point.
I'm going to put that in the universe.
So yeah, January 21st. I don't know. Like, that's a really quick turnaround. Like, and I know she's been writing like crazy since like early this year. But like, these books are not small.
No.
Although I'm hoping Onyx Storm is a little smaller than Iron Flame, because we know now Iron Flame was supposed to be two books. Like, it was meant to be two books.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this one will maybe be a little bit shorter. And she doesn't just keep on making them longer just like for the sake of making them longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How long did it take her to write Fourth Wing? Do we know?
I don't think we know.
Because I would imagine it'd probably be closer to a Fourth Wing size, which is a bit smaller than Iron Flame. So if we knew that, that might help.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess maybe she's like way farther along at this point than we thought she would be. Like, I don't know, because just from what we've heard about like her in interviews and what she posts on her Instagram, she seems to like completely like lock herself off from the world when she's writing a book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of her style, which is honestly, I think that's a good style to kind of have so you can focus.
So she very well may be able to like crank it out in like 4 or 5 months, and then the rest of the time is spent hopefully editing and doing other stuff, but like, who knows?
Yeah. Unless she decides to go to a little vacation house in the, you know, rural of France and then meet, you know, have a Portuguese housekeeper.
Jesus. Hopefully she won't sexually harass said Portuguese housekeeper.
Fair. But it was beautiful scenery for writing.
Yeah, but did he actually write anything?
He did, and then the wind blew it all into that pond.
No, I know, and then they all got naked, but I'm just saying, did he ever do anything with what he wrote?
After that, no. Well, to be fair, we didn't see much after all of that, because he just came back with gifts, and then his kids yelled, "I hate Uncle Jamie," and that's like my favorite part.
My favorite part is when the Prime Minister goes house to house, and he takes his like bodyguard, and the bodyguard starts singing.
Yes! And like the one just starts belting out Good King Wenceslas, and he gives him a look of like, oh my god, okay.
Yeah, I don't know that I have any more to say about the release date. Do you?
No, it's too soon, I think. And
I mean, like, but let's preface this by saying Sam and I are both like super excited. Like, don't get us wrong.
Yes.
We are super excited for it to come out and to be able for us to be able to read it. And start connecting the dots. But just like, it makes me so nervous because there was such backlash to Iron Flame, like especially on social media.
Yeah, and don't let my tone dissuade you. It's just because I feel miserable right now. but yeah, I am excited for it. I just think that it's too soon. Like I think I had said before, I was hoping it would be more towards the end of 2025 to give plenty of time for writing and editing and all of that fun stuff, because that takes time. As we know, even with our episodes, as you guys know, our episodes are generally like an hour. It takes Kelsey and me like at least 3 hours to edit a single hour episode. So like editing takes longer than the actual creating.
Yeah. And that's on a good day. It's a time commitment. But now on to the good stuff. So the title was released as well. Onyx Storm.
I like it.
Now, let's go into initial reactions. So when I woke up and I opened my social media and I saw that this title was released, I was like, Onyx Storm. Immediately, I thought of Zayden's eyes, because Sam and I have talked about eyeballs so much on this podcast.
It's important.
And Storm, I was like, okay, Violet, Zayden's eyes. But yeah, I like the title. I think it's interesting because we're veering away from Basgiath with this title.
Yes.
Because everyone's kind of speculating about what the title would mean. Like, because Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, like flame section. So we were thinking, like, people were thinking like tail or claw, and it wasn't that at all.
Yeah, my first thought for some reason was like of the stone onyx.
Yeah.
I think it's a really pretty stone, and just it can look kind of stormy depending on how, you know, clarified it is and whatnot. But I also thought of Zayden's eyes with the onyx, because she uses that word specifically for his eyes a lot. It's not just like black. It's usually onyx specifically. So that's clearly going to be...
Yeah, onyx with like flecks of gold. So here's the thing. It's very clearly a reference to Violet and Zayden, because you have the onyx for Zayden and then the storm for Violet with like her lightning wielding abilities. And now we know onyx in relation to Zayden's eyes is incredibly important at the end of Iron Flame because of Venom Zayden.
Mm-hmm.
With his eyes turning red. So like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I've also seen like the storm possibly referring to maybe something with Lilith, since Storms was her signet.
Yeah.
It's maybe something in relation to her, and like maybe she has some sort of past in relation to Tirindor.
This is true. And yes. So with the announcement, we also got the first quote from Onyx Storm. She needs to prepare herself, and so do you. There's every chance this mission will kill us. And that's Tarn saying that. So he must be talking to Zayden at that point.
Yeah. I miss that. Or Andarna.
I guess Andarna. Or Scale, I guess, if we're going all different directions on this.
Yes, but to me it seems more likely he'd be talking to Andarna since they already have a connection like that. I don't think he likes talking to Zayden if he can help it, given that Zayden also does not like him and refers to him as his dragon's monstrous mate.
For sure. I'm going to take this moment to kind of plug our Discord, because we now have a new Onyx Storm channel where we're all discussing our theories for Onyx Storm, and it's a lot of fun. Oh, and I will say this Onyx Storm cover that's floating around, that is not the official one. That I'm assuming that won't be released until like December or like November.
I've seen that its color may be a darker color because the colors of the books have been kind of like the progression of a flame.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I posted that in our Discord. I said there's talk of the colors. The covers representing the stages of a fire. Fourth Wing was like golden, kind of like a weaker flame. Then you have burning red in Iron Flame. So it makes sense for Onyx Storm to then be either like burning white hot, because we were talking about Onyx, like the stone, being like black with streaks of white, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense for Onyx Storm to then either be burning like white hot, like at the end of the fire, like the hottest point, or black, like a completely burnt like log or something like that.
I just had a thought too about it. I was reading Marguerite's post about how she thinks we're going to get more information about Andarna and her clan, which I don't think she's wrong about, but also kind of reminded me how Andarna tends to like to do a darker kind of black color because she likes Tarn so much and looks up to him. But like so that cute. Coloring so cute. Could almost be maybe described as like a stormy onyx. If you think about it.
Yeah, so many different things. And then there was also like an onyx stone that they found that had a ruin on it in Iron Flame. So it could totally be related to that too. I mean, we all had our theories on what Iron Flame was and none of us were correct. So.
Sorry. Also, maybe just the black dragons in general. Like Tarn and Kaga. Yeah. You know, maybe there's something with them. Ooh, Onyx Storm. Could it be just like a huge like... a whole bunch of the black dragons like in the air at the same time. That'd be badass.
What is a group of dragons called? Oh, an Empyrean. Jesus.
No, that's just what I thought that was just like what their their governmental body was called. I didn't think that was like a group of dragons in general. So they said we have to wait for the Empyrean to form.
Because I was like, maybe in this world, a group of dragons is called a storm of dragons.
Ooh, I like that. I mean, a group of crows is called a murder.
I know. I know that from One Tree Hill.
I just know that because it's funny.
Okay, so then we also had a question from Morgan in our Discord. She was curious. They're curious to hear if we had any theories about the title in the context of the writing songs that Rebecca Yaros has posted on Instagram. So I'm just going to go into our Discord and bring up some of the ones that she has posted. So she posted Vigilante Shit by Taylor Swift, where she highlighted the lyrics, "Lately she's been dressing for revenge," like keeping on the dark theme here.
That makes me think of Violet dressing for revenge for her mother's death.
Yeah, and then another Taylor Swift song, So It Goes, where she highlighted, "You know I'm not a bad girl, but I do bad things with you, so it goes. Come here, dressed in black now."
That's pretty generic, though, for this series, honestly.
Yeah, that could be anything.
Hell, that could be even Fourth Wing.
"Until We Go Down" by Ruel, "And I feel it running through my veins, and I need that fire just to know that I'm awake." I feel like that has to be about Zayden.
Yeah, like he's addicted to the power or something.
Yeah, so it looks like those are the only ones that she's posted so far. So, I mean, those are all pretty vague. Like, I don't think there's any specific relation to the title of the book, other than the fact that she's posted, like, the little cloud with the lightning bolt emoji in each of them. But to me, that just represented Violet. And I will say, if you go to Red Tower Books Instagram page, in their bio, they have links to pre-order Onyx Storm. And there are two different editions. You have your regular one, and then you have the deluxe one with sprayed edges. So choose wisely if you want the sprayed edges. Just know that there are two different versions that you can get.
And hopefully they won't stain your fingers this time.
This is true. Hopefully they're not just black.
God, I hope not. I'm so tired of us only getting black. Like, I like black, but come on, not for sprayed edges. Make it interesting.
And you know what I am surprised about? I am kind of really surprised that we got a name, because Rebecca has said in the past that she doesn't pick the names out until she's, like, pretty far along in the writing process. So maybe that does give me a bit of hope that she's farther than we thought she was.
Maybe, but, I mean, she also has, like, the whole series pretty much mapped out. She's just kind of filling in finer details.
Yeah.
So make it a bit easier, I would think.
And this is a little bit why I'm hopeful for this next book, because I think her publisher / her editor really fucked her over for Iron Flame, because she wanted it to be two books. Her editor convinced her it should be one. I disagree. Like, I think it should have been two books.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful that now that she's gone into this one with one story, like one book in mind, that it'll get rid of a lot of like the pacing issues that there were in Iron Flame.
Yeah, I agree. And hopefully they're taking her input more seriously now.
You would think she has a lot more sway now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because no hate to other authors on the Red Tower books, but I don't know anyone other than Rebecca Yaros.
I don't think any of us had heard of them before Rebecca Yaros.
Yeah, no, I hadn't heard of them before this entire series came out.
And their inexperience showed with Iron Flame.
Yeah, so true. They were so not ready for the amount of, yeah, it was a mess.
Only that, but like the editing too, like, you know, their experience showed with that, in addition to the actual, like, release and all those issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, for my own sanity, I have to believe in the good of the world and that they will have taken this criticism as, like, constructive feedback and worked it into this third book, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
But yeah, I mean, those are kind of all the thoughts that I had on it. Was there anything in particular else that you wanted to discuss?
We've had a lot of good discussion in the Discord about it, about just some ideas of what could or could not be happening. That's just kind of in general, not related to the name or the release date. But yeah, I'm excited to see what's gonna come. I'm assuming just like with Iron Flame, we'll get lots of quotes like in the lead up and whatnot. So that'll be interesting.
I will add one thing here. On the post, it says there will be politics. Rebecca Yarrow said there'll be politics, new adventures, old enemies, and of course, dragons. So what intrigued me about that description was the old enemies line. Who's that?
Dane's dad.
Is that just the Venon sage guy?
I think it's Dane's dad.
But he wasn't really her enemy before. So would that be an old enemy?
Yeah.
Or is this someone from like Brennan's past, like old enemy that way?
Or maybe it's one of Tarn's old enemies. He's been around a long time.
I guess Dane's dad would be like Zayden's old enemy.
He tried to kill Violet.
Yeah, but I mean, that was recent.
It's still an old enemy, as in like a past enemy, like not a new one.
Yeah. But that one part of it intrigued me, because I was like, huh, old enemies. I'm kind of hoping that it's an enemy we haven't, like an enemy from the past that we haven't met yet.
There's also,
because I just think,
yeah,
that would be interesting.
There's also that quote that you posted in there as well. Or not quote, but that response that she totally made.
Right. Okay, right. I knew I was forgetting something. Okay, let me go.
It's in the Onyx Storm channel.
And, okay, so this was on, I think this is on Instagram. Someone commented on the reel and said, oh, Rebecca, at this point, I don't know if it's even worth it to beg for you not to kill the characters that we all love so much. And Rebecca Yarros responded with, yeah, I wouldn't trust me either, with a laughing emoji and a heart emoji. So that has me concerned AF.
Yeah, a lot of people are, I think.
So there's been discussion on this in the Discord, and I think we're all in agreement that Zayden and Violet are fine. Like, if she's gonna kill them, that's not gonna be until the last book. Like,
yeah, and
I feel like that's guaranteed.
And like I am Bat said, we know Jacinia is gonna live because she writes all this.
Yep, that was a good thing to point out.
But I guess everybody's fair game otherwise.
Yeah, and then I think there's a lot of agreement that people think it's going to be Riddick. Which, that would suck. Didn't he just lose a leg?
No, that was Sawyer.
Oh, that was Sawyer.
If he goes, I hope he goes like Fred laughing.
You know what I have a terrible thought, though. If she's going to kill Tarn, I think it's going to be in this book. I think it's going to be at the halfway point of the series.
Oh, fuck.
Like, that's a horrible thought. But yeah, so those are kind of all the topics that we wanted to cover, just from our initial reaction to the news, the release date, the name coming out, Onyx Storm. We both love it. We're both super pumped. I mean, by that point, we will still be on Iron Flame.
There's also a post, I forget where I saw it, might have been in the Facebook group, where it was like an Onyx pendant. I think it was from Rebecca's like Instagram or something, like laid across like some pens.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, it looked really nice. Now I want to buy like all the Onyx jewelry.
Later on this year, closer to the release of Onyx Storm, Sam and I will do a whole like super in-depth episode similar to our first episode that was first ever episode that was released for this podcast, where we talked about our Iron Flame predictions. We just didn't have time to do that for this one because, like, that'll take some, like, serious thought. And I think we will be able to get into that more once we start analyzing Iron Flame.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so this was just more to get, like, our initial thoughts and reactions. So now I'm going to ask you all, what do you think of the timeline and the title? Let us know. Let us know. Our Instagram is at Reader Squadron Podcast. please join our Discord. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, we're now discussing Onyx Storm theories, predictions, just reactions. So we'll have the link to that to join our Discord in our Instagram bio. And I'll post a link in the stories as well. And then if you want to email us, you can. It's at the email address is readersquadpod@gmail.com. You can just send us any questions, thoughts, opinions that you have. If you could, go ahead, give us a like and a rating. Follow us anywhere that you listen to our podcast. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We appreciate you all so much. And we are so happy that you continue to listen. We do apologize once again for not having a regular chapter episode this week, but hopefully this is enough to tide you over until we get healthy again, because I am not sick, but I did fall in the shower this week.
Yeah. How is that doing? I know you said this. I know you said the swelling went down. Is it feeling any better?
Okay, it doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
It's bruised. So this is what I get because, you know, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to deep clean my bathroom. So I like scrubbed the crap out of that shower. And then the next day when I went to take a shower, I took one step in and my foot just went whoosh.
Oh no.
And I was no longer standing.
Yeah. Do you have a bath mat in there?
Like, no, I should though.
Yeah. I'm always terrified of that happening. I got one when pregnant because I was afraid I was going to fall in the shower.
It did happen, and I can tell you, it was unpleasant. So once Sam and I are back to maybe not 100%, but at least like an 80%, we will get back on this chapter bus. You know, and we were planning on recording our chapter 18 episode tonight. Like, we got started on our notes and everything, but we realized that chapter 18 of Fourth Wing is such a pivotal chapter in the book that we really wanted to be able to take our time and do it justice, because so many important things and important information get revealed in this chapter.
And I can't talk for very long without coughing. You won't hear any of it. It'll all be cut, but I am coughing, like, I swear to God, every 5 minutes.
So yeah. And it'll definitely be a longer episode too, just because there's so much happening. Like, we meet Jacinia for the first time. We go down to the archives. There's talk of Intrinsix. There's the start of the attack on Violet. Like, it really couldn't be a more action-packed chapter. Like, for the last few weeks, we've been going through, like, very short chapters, which have been action-packed, but they've been short. This is not a short chapter, and it is incredibly information dense.
Yeah.
So,
and you forgot that Tarn threatens Dane, which is like the best part of the entire book.
So we really wanted to be able to like sit down and do it justice for you guys, because like I said, this is a pivotal chapter, not just for this book, but for the series. Like, this is when we find out about what's in the archives. So
and what isn't in the archives, in a way too.
Yeah, we will get to that next week. We promise. So, thank you so much for listening, everyone. And we hope you enjoyed. And remember, the right way isn't the only way. Bye.
Bye.
We would like to thank Kevin MacLeod for the use of his song, The Pyre, for our intro and outro music.